Welcome to the Credibility Nation Show, the podcast that will help you to continually build and grow your credibility, with your host, Mitchell Levy.
Hi, Mitchell Levy, global credibility expert, and welcome to this special credibility episode of Thought Leader Life, where we're talking with absolutely phenomenal, and this guest is no different, absolutely phenomenal people. Today's guest is Alan Gelman. He is the founder of Convivo Leadership. He helps high potential leaders and entrepreneurs increase their impact and achieve their goals. Alan is named by Business Insider as one of the top 50 most innovative CMOs in the world. Did I say that slow enough with enough emphasis, Alan? Dude, that is super cool. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And welcome to the show. Great to have you.
Thanks for having me. Good to be here with you.
So tell me, what is your CPOP? What is your customer point of pain that you serve?
It's all about my clients are executives and emerging leaders who simply want to increase their impact.
Love that. So tell me, what does that mean? Or what do you do in a little more detail for an executive to increase their impact? What do you do, or how do you help that?
So I'm an executive coach and do leadership development at the core. I work with executives and leaders across industries, for-profit, nonprofit as well. The leaders are often looking to further develop their leadership one way or the other. So it could be building key relationships through better influence and communication. It might be building engagement with their teams, developing executive presence, managing change, or focusing on the legacy they want to leave. In all cases, it's about how they are developing as leaders, and we can talk more about what that looks like, how they go about doing that, and how I go about helping them.
So does that mean it's primarily internally focused inside the company, or is it externally focused, or both?
So I work with leaders who are in companies. I also work with some who are in transition. That's true as well. In all cases, it's people who are looking to develop professionally, but they're willing to look inward at themselves to say, who am I? Who do I want to be? How do I want to show up so I can increase my impact and my joy? And that is for me, for my team, and for my organization.
You've said that a couple of times before, because that sounded really good.
I say it from the heart, Mitch. And I have said it a couple of times before, but it's because it's my personal mission is to help people increase their impact and their joy. And that's what increases my impact and my joy. So it comes from the heart.
Well, I remember I met you a number of years ago when you were still at Assurance, and these are the same words that came out. This is the way you felt back then.
Yeah. We don't change who we are. We can change how we show up, and we can decide what parts of ourselves we want to bring out so we can bring out our very best and have the impact we want to have. Most of my clients are struggling with something that is ultimately means there's a fear point or a sub-optimization or something else that's going on for them where they know they can have a greater impact and, by the way, feel better along the way. And it's wonderful when someone can show up and say, I won't work with a client who's not willing to go deep. Because if you're simply saying, oh, help me get promoted, and I've gotten that one too, and I don't shut that down. If it's, I want to get promoted, I say, well, tell me what's important to you. Where do you want to get to? Why do you want to go there? How do you think you need help? And then I can figure out with them, how do we go about doing that? And I'm not easy on my clients, but they don't want me to be. They believe in me for the clarity I bring, for the humanity I bring, and the fact that I've been there, done that for many of their roles. I've been in the C-suite. I've been in the boardroom. And I know how to help them navigate tough challenges, whether they're in Fortune 50 companies or startups, because I've done those things. And I get to help them learn how to show up in different ways to be the people they want to be and have the impact they want to have.
Oh, beautiful. And actually leads me to that next question is, how do you have credibility to do what you do? And so how do you define that credibility you bring to this role, what you're doing now?
Yeah. So it comes first, of course, there's the surface credibility, Mitch. I have been there. I have done a lot of things. I've been a general manager. I've run P&Ls, run e-business teams. I've built from scratch a startup and an intrapreneur type of approach. And I've run divisions within bigger companies. So I've done a lot of different things that does give some credibility that piece you led with, that, you know, the innovation honor I was given, you know, that does get people's attention. But ultimately, that simply gets you in the door to a conversation. The credibility comes from the humanity. The credibility comes from, do I want to work with you? Am I willing to open up to you? Do I think you can actually help stretch me in new ways? And for me, the best credibility actually comes from testimonials, where, you know, I had a CEO say to me recently that, and for me, he said, it's been such a positive for us as an agency, not just for this high performer that we asked you to coach. It's been positive for us as an agency, and I'm thrilled. And that makes me feel proud. And what's way better is then when that same employee, that same high performer says to me, which this particular one did, said, I'm proud that today I'm a better, truer version of myself than I was when we started. That's the kind of testimonial, of course, it gives credibility. It frankly also gives me the most fulfilling feeling I could have and makes me realize I'm doing exactly what I need to be doing.
Mm. You give me chills.
Oh, that's very
Thank
kind.
You. So I think you mentioned it slightly as well, but how best do you share that credibility? I mean, you did mention that endorsements, testimonials are great, which sure. is by far, by the way, for anyone listening, one of the best ways you could communicate who you are is having people watch a video testimonial reel of customers talking about you. But how else do you get, how do you get your credibility out to the marketplace?
So for me, by and large, and nearly 100%, my clients all come from my network. It's people who already know of me or heard of me, or they search out something and then they may read my LinkedIn profile. Then maybe they'll go to my website. They'll then want to talk to me. And I do a free half hour with anybody who's considering coaching because I want to be of service. And in many cases, I may not be the perfect person for them, in which case I have a large group of folks I like to refer to. But it's a chance, I call it, it's a simple chemistry check. That's actually how what I think of it as, where you get to see, am I the human being you want to work with? And so those 30-minute calls, you call a video like this, are frankly, in your language, it's a great sales tool. I actually don't think of it exactly like that. I think of it simply as, do we have a match? Do we want to work together? Do I want to work with you? And do you want to work with me? Do we think that I can be helpful to you? And that there's no better credibility than comes from a one-on-one conversation. It does lead from network referrals, people checking you out online, of course, but then it is that conversation.
So it comes down to they see your LinkedIn profile, they see your website, but it's mostly people you know or friends of friends who are referring people to you and they get on your calendar for a half hour.
Yeah, that's far and away how it comes through. And so, you know, the marketing community, the agency community I've been part of, the other executive groups I've been part of who will send me referrals and say, hey, would you be willing to talk to a friend of mine? I said, of course I would. He said, I'm not sure they're looking for coaching right now. I said, that's okay. Because I make sure to have space in my calendar to just be able to have conversations with people. And if they get value from that, that's great. And eventually it turns into plenty of clients. So I don't need to worry about that.
I am exactly the same way. So I love it. I appreciate it. And I actually appreciate you. It was fun to listen to you describe who you are and what you do. And so listen, if you're out there and you're watching this or you're hearing this and you recognize the need to make a greater impact, to change who you are, to figure out how to process things differently, to all in essence, by the way, to have fun while you're at it at the same time, you want to reach out to Alan Gelman because he can help you do that. Alan, how do people reach out to you?
Oh, thank you. Alan@convivoleadership.com. That's convivoleadership.com. You can also find me on LinkedIn.
Beautiful. Alan, thanks so much for joining me. And everyone else, thanks for joining us for this episode of Thought Leader Life. Look forward to seeing you at the next episode. If you like this, please hit the like button, hit the share, subscribe, and we'll see you at the next episode. Take care, everybody. Bye now.
Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed the show, please rate and recommend it on the platform you're listening to. You can also get more information at credibilitynation.com. And feel free to see the latest update to the credibility research and get a free PDF copy of the book written on this research at aha.pub/research.